Sports Pod.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Sports Pod.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Sports Pod.
Applejack stole the ball. Applejack stole the ball.
Sports Pod.
Do you believe in miracles?
I got a link from Adam at the Daily Source Code, Adam Curry, and you know, I definitely appreciate that. Thanks, Adam. Thanks for listening to me. It looked like he was going to talk about me on that show, but he did talk about OPML stuff, but he didn't quite get to the Sports Pod. So hopefully, you know, the amount of hits I've missed out on, but not much.
That's just bullying, all right? You know, you got hit in the head with a cup of water. People get spit on the street every day, dude. You know, I get told that I'm a total asshole.
Some guy peed on the back of my legs at the Pearl Jam concert.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that was urine.
And not only that, but like, what would you do if you were in the crowd? You're watching your home team get into a fight with the other team. You're gonna fuck with the opposing team's players, okay?
And this guy, this, go, I mean, those guys are doing like funny,
like,
man.
Like laying
those
down.
Those guys are funny. Dave got peed on at the Pearl Jam concert. That could happen anywhere, like you said, and. Maybe Johnny Mac will have him on the show. You cannot be serious. Come on, I need a John. You cannot be serious. You didn't mention Johnny Mac. All right. What else you got, Scotty?
And with more natural abilities than Santi exhibited, there's a good chance he will take it and be known as the most dominant player ever in men's tennis. Stay tuned, sports potters. The men's and women's tennis tour are on break in December and resume in early January. Until next year.
Maria Shalabonia. Maria Shalabonia. There's a hot picture of her on the sportspod.com, and it's worth the price of admission because the sportspod is free. I actually pay you to come to the sportspod.com, so... just let me know if you visited, and I'll shoot you over PayPal, $10. Okay? 603-649-7771.
Just because Ferenz won't come on his show. All right, I'm out.
Yeah. He does that, man. He does that. Yeah. The jungle karma thing. But, Joe Pot is a joke, dude. Fuck. And he knows it. Does he know it? Does he know it? What is he doing? I don't know if he knows it, man. I think he... Let's try and get inside the mind of Joe Pa. What is he thinking? All right. Well, you know, I've been here for, you know, 200 years, and, you know, I don't want to stay at home with my wife, and I don't want to walk away from the game. You expect me to answer that question? I don't want to walk away from the game. And, you know, I'm a joke. And, you know, I suck. Well, you know, what's he doing? I wrote some heavy shit this week on Clank Fu. In fact, I gave him a new nickname. I gave the Big Aristotle a new nickname. And the nickname is the Big Hypocrite. Because that's what he is. That's what he is. What does he say? He says, like, can you dig it? I'm a hypocrite. Oh, shit, I'm cracking myself up. Okay, let me just quote myself. Quote, Shaq took 7 shots tonight in 38 minutes of play. Talk about a double standard. He's averaging around 14 shots per game, while Wade is averaging roughly 16. Is he going to call out Wade like he did Kobe and Penny? He's willing to let a 24-year-old dominate the offense on his team, but he complains to no end that he didn't get the ball in the Laker offense? Let's see here. Lastly, a note to Charles Barkley. Please remove tongue from Shaq's mouth. Shaq, Barkley is such a kiss ass. Barkley might as well be fucking Ahmad Rashad. The way he kisses ass to Jordan and fucking Shaq. I mean, yeah, he's so outspoken when it comes to other guys, but, dude, if it's about Shaq or if it's about Jordan, you know, kiss his fucking ass. In fact, I have some clips here from Charles talking about our test. Let's see. You know, he's talking about that incident where he tried to spit on the fan, and he spit on some little girl, and now he's talking about You know, he's on Dan Patrick show. Dan's asking him how would, fucking Dan Patrick is the worst interviewer. I'm not a Dan Patrick fan. But he's asking him, what would you tell Ron Artest?
I would tell him, man, and you know, it happened so quick in the heat of the moment. And that, I've said this publicly before, the spitting thing was probably the best thing ever happened to me. Because I had to say, listen, man, you got to calm your ass down.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. I don't believe what I just saw.